No bonnets, no house shoes, no pajama bottoms, no problem. Come on in. Oh, man.
It's the blackout. It's the blackout.
What's up, everybody? On today's episode of the Hashtag Blackout Podcast, we talk about Jay's birthday week. We ask Will, Jalapeno Jay lose his black card.
Dun dun dun.
Jay may have a couple questions, and we have reports from our Memphis correspondent. All this and more on today's episode of the Hashtag Blackout Podcast. With a burp. Sorry. What's up, everybody? Welcome back, and welcome back again to episode 253 of the Hashtag Blackout Podcast. Mm-hmm. I am Jared, a.k.a. Jalapeno Jay.
And I'm Jay, just Jay, a.k.a. Birthday Jay.
A.k.a. Hey, it's Jay.
Yeah, that too.
Man, and we are back and at it again. Jay, cousin. Mm-hmm. All right, I have a question of the day. Question of the day. So, to preclude this question, I'm going to just show off this medal right here. See this medal right here? Boom. Right.
State championship. Gotcha. Yep.
So this right here. Here's what I found. Siri, why are you talking? All right. This right here is fourth place chicken wings. You see that? Fourth place chicken wing medal. Big ups to my son. Big ups to my
son. So many different things going on in that medal. You got chicken, a pig, and steak.
Right, you got three different proteins. Yeah, it's really a steak cook-off. My son and I yesterday went and competed at the steak cook-off competition here. They have the world championship in Fort Worth every year, and wherever they have their cook-offs throughout the year, wherever they're at in the world, if you win a golden ticket, meaning first place, you get the opportunity. What's up, Kayla? She's in the chat. We're gonna answer your questions here in a little bit, by the way, Kayla. But anyway, if you win, you get the opportunity to go to Fort Worth to the championship, which happens in March every year. So, you know, whenever I see these pop up, I don't really compete in the steak because they're a little more expensive to enter, and it is like a science, and I just haven't got it down yet. But I will compete in the ancillaries, like the smaller smaller categories. And so we did a jalapeno popper and we did a chicken wing. And my son and I came in fourth place. We got this cool little medal, and then we also, walked away with a little bit of cash. So that was dope. So, my question for you is: this is the question of the day for you and Kayla and anybody else listening. Do I lose my black card for getting fourth place in chicken in maybe the whitest state in the country?
How many people are competing in this chicken?
There was like 30 people chicken wings.
Okay, so fourth ain't bad. Just say in your head that their palate wasn't ready for you.
This is what I'm gonna tell you. So the judges are professional judges. Really, they go around. They do these competitions here in the state. Multiple times a year. I've been a judge here several times, and then they also, some of them travel around the country or even go to the championship to judge, and a lot of them have competed as well. And the people I was going against,
hey, appreciate it, thank you.
The people I was going against were, there's quite a few of them who have won some of these like ancillary categories before in a lot of different versions of the same category. And a lot of them have gone on to compete and do well or win in the world championships. So it's not like I was going against slouches. I was going against people who actually can cook and who can taste, and the people who are judging, understand all that. Yeah, and I was able to pull off the fourth in chicken. The crazy thing is, though, if I had gotten 1 point better on my appearance, I had like perfect taste score, like a perfect execute, wait, no, perfect taste, perfect texture, And I think that the execution and the appearance score were down 1 point from perfect.
Right.
So had I perfected those, had I gotten 1 point on either side of those, I would have been top three, or even first if I had like a couple. There was one score that was like a little bit lower of all of the four things that they judge on. But mm-hmm. that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I got beat by three white people who actually really do know how to cook. But they were, and they're friends of mine. So it's mm-hmm. wild. But, you know, that was one of the first things I thought. I was like, dang, do I lose my black card since I ain't make the best fried chicken? You know what I'm trying to say?
No, you're good. You're good. Out of 30 people, you're good.
Yeah. But man, shout out to Hooks, Rubs and Spices for that flavor that took us home yesterday.
Yeah. To be able to get a walk. Now, if you were towards the end, I'd say something else. You know.
If I was like 20.
Yeah, if you was like number 20. And okay, so these barbecue, how do you want to call them? Barbecue fried wings?
We'll just say fried chicken wings.
Fried chicken wings. That was the only kind like in the contest that I guess had a breading fried like appearance.
You could turn in anything as long as they were wings. So I just
okay. So they didn't have to be like smoked or on the pit or anything like that. Okay, I got you.
The only real rule was you had to have at least six portions of a wing or six wings, okay. whatever. And those wings had to be, if they were sauced, there couldn't be like a pool of sauce or you couldn't drizzle over a sauce at the end. It had to be like wings sitting in there. If the sauce sort of fell off of what was already there, that was fine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you couldn't like extra sauce. But yeah, that's the rules.
Okay, I got you now. I got you. I mean, sure, it's all good. It looks good, man.
Yeah. I tasted my, I know my, one of my friends and his daughter both competed as well, and they each had turned in their own entry. And the mm-hmm. daughter, I think hers placed like ninth or something, and they tasted like bacon. It's like she like marinated in bacon fat. That's what it tasted like. They were so good.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a chance to taste his. But his looked like, if you remember back in the day when KFC came out with them honey barbecue wings and they was just straight up glazed with that honey barbecue. But it was like a perfect glaze. That's what his looked like. They looked so good. Uh-huh. But honestly though, man, if I was to do like a wing pop-up or something like that, like the recipe that I use for this thing today, that's what I would do. Or yesterday, that's what I would do. They were on point. So
now the only thing that would have brought this home and would have drove you to the win would be your appearance, because I'm looking at the picture. You got the Hooks t-shirt on, the cowboy hat. Mm. The only thing you were missing was the Wrangler jeans and the boots, man.
Man, if only. It was, that would have been fun.
You would have been repping Texas to
straight up
ripping. Big time.
Yeah, no.
Straight Texas.
It got up to like 86 yesterday. So, yeah, boots and jeans.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
It don't matter.
It goes that way in Texas, man.
You're right, man. You're right. It does go that way. Well, thank you. I'm glad my black card didn't get revoked. But you know what? No. I know I'm on notice. I feel like I'm on notice. So I need to do better for
you.
Next
time. You're in the database, but it's all right.
I'm in the database.
You're in the watch list.
They got their eyes on me. They're watching. So, Jay, hey, it was your birthday this week. Happy belated birthday on air, even though I told you birthday day on day of birthday.
Thank you.
How was your birthday day? How was your birthday week?
It was a week. So, birthday was on a Tuesday. I worked Tuesday. And then that night, went to my kid's, award ceremony. So, he got some stuff for being a super smart kid. So, that was it. Went to work Wednesday, went to work Thursday. Then I took off Friday. And it was a magical time. me and my wife went to see one of the another installment of one of the most brilliant and ridiculous franchises in all of movie history. Fast 10.
Okay.
Such a good time, man. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I don't know why people like hate on it so much. This movie has stopped taking itself seriously a very long time ago.
Yeah.
It's it was just this movie like broke all laws of physics and automotive and mechanical engineering. It was just wow, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm gonna go watch it, so don't spoil it for me.
I'm not gonna spoil it. But you're gonna be in the movies like, how did that happen? Like throughout the movie, my wife and I were looking back and forth at each other just laughing because of how ridiculous it was.
Yeah.
But we loved it. That's funny. It was funny. Check it out.
That's cool. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was it, man.
Yeah,
that was
it.
All right. No, that was it. I guess this will kind of sort of lead me into a question I just thought about.
Okay.
As we are getting up there in age, man, do you believe in like midlife crisis? Crisis is kind of a strong word, but yeah, the midlife crisis.
You starting to have a midlife crisis?
I don't know. I'm just asking. Do you believe in that type of stuff? Do you believe people go through it?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. It got cut
off.
Good. Because,
you're good.
I don't know what happened. Anyway, so I believe some people do have that. And, you know, I would invite anyone either listening or, you know, going to listen in the future, you know, chime in on this and the rest of the stuff we already talked about. But with our voice, through our voicemail or just in the comments. Mm-hmm. But I do believe some people do go through a midlife crisis, but not everyone.
Right.
And I know there's a lot of factors that come into that, you know, like how happy you are in life, with your life, with what you're doing with your life, maybe seeing other people around you that are doing something and you're like, dang, I want to do that too. I think it can happen, but I think it all depends on how happy and content you are as a person, you know, with your own situation.
Yeah.
So it can happen, man. Especially, especially as you get up into a certain age. And I don't know when a midlife crisis necessarily is
like
deemed
starts.
A midlife crisis. Yeah. But
right.
You know, I think some people do that. And I mean, personally, I think I had a little freak out session a couple years ago. And I was like, dang, what am I even doing, you know? And it took me a while to realize that. And eventually I got back on track into what I want to do. But would I call that a midlife crisis? I don't know, you know? I mean, I didn't go out and get a convertible and divorce my wife and never talk to my kids again and like get like a, you know, 20-year-old girlfriend. Like, I, you know, so some people
it happens. It happens to people, yeah. And I only say that because it's like, I started thinking about it like the past few, I don't know, maybe a few months or so. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it, I was like, man, I want to get a motorcycle. And I was right about to pull the trigger to get a motorcycle. And then I was like, wait a minute. I don't even ride motorcycles like that. Maybe I'll get a scooter. Maybe I'll get maybe one of those motorized scooters.
The electric scooter.
Customized. Well, not the ones you be riding in like Walmart or anything like that, or not the ones you see parked around town.
Who rides a scooter at Walmart?
No, like, you know those little scooters, those electric wheelchairs,
yeah,
or whatever. I don't
scooters.
Know what they call.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, not the ones that you see parked downtown that you could like rent or whatever. But I was like, let me buy one of these little Honda like moped scooter type deals. And I was like, do I really need this? And I was like, I don't need this stuff, man. I'm saving my money. And then I was like, man, I want to teach myself how to weld. Let me go buy a welder. What am I going to use that for? I bought a welder and I'm like, I don't need this stuff. Is it just another skill underneath my, you know, my resume, my belt? Is there like a tad little bit of midlife? Crisis just sounds like a super strong word. It kind of sounds very depressing or something, but maybe I'm at that point now where I could do things and I can experience certain things that I just want to just go ahead and do it. I don't know, man. It's just wild. Like, as I'm getting up there in age, there's like more and more things I want to start trying and doing and experimenting with. So
I wouldn't say that's a crisis. Yeah. Like, if you honestly had you gone out and bought a motorcycle, and you said that, like, man, I think I've been missing out. Like, I should have been riding this. You know, I've been wanting a crotch rocket or something like that, or you've been wanting like a big hog. Like, I don't know, I might have been like, ooh, you're on the midlife crisis spectrum, but I'm not quite sure how close midlife. You are to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I don't know. But what you could have done, you could have got one of them Can-Ams, you know, the three.
I don't know. Yeah, I see those and I'm like, that's a little too old for me.
Yeah.
It seems a little too safe. I want to live on the edge. Two wheels.
You know, what's wild though is if you get a Can-Am, mm-hmm. in order to get your motorcycle license, you actually have to take you have to take the motorcycle test with a regular motorcycle. You can't drive that on the test.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, hey, you and I got like a drop top Mazda Miata. Yeah, I definitely would have said midlife crisis. Yeah. Check.
Now, here's the thing. About a month ago, or 2 months ago, I was like, damn, I want to get back into, customizing cars again, you know, and stuff like that. Let me go look on Facebook Marketplace, see if I could find something a beat up car that I could start teaching the kids how to work on the car, this, that, and the third. Start looking on there. I was like, ooh, this is like nice. This looks nice. Ask my wife, you think I should pull the trigger on this? She's like, do what you want. It's fine. I support you. I'm like, okay. And it's like, do I really need this?
Yeah.
That's always the question that pops in my head. Do I really need this? Do I really want to do this?
Yeah.
I didn't do it. I don't have no place to store another car. Yeah. So
that's the thing. Well, yeah. If you continue to learn how to weld, you know, if you start laying down those clean dimes, like the welders call them.
Stacking dimes, yeah.
Stacking them dimes. Man, I'll pay you a pretty penny to build me a smoker, bro. Like we can talk about it. So
okay.
Yeah,
we'll see.
But yeah, man, I don't know. I don't think you're quite there yet. But I think you have midlife crisis tendencies going on in your head. So
yeah, it's possible. It's very possible.
Yeah. So that's a good question though. That's a good question, and it's a good question for people to answer on our voicemail. So while I get the voicemails loaded up, Jay, tell the people how they can leave us a voicemail.
Well, people, you could leave us a voicemail and describe your midlife crisis tendencies if you are there. 385-3-BL-AKPC or 385-325-2572. If you're up there in age, in that 40 plus club, maybe let's just go 30. If we have 40 plus club, or if you're approaching 40 and you're thinking about doing things that you probably don't have no business doing, let us know. Give us a little call and we'll play your voicemail on the air.
Yeah, we will. Good deal. All right. And speaking of voicemails, we got one from our cousin Kayla down in Memphis, and we got a couple. Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1.
Forgot what we're on. But when is enough? When do It's really good. Because I like Jason Babel or whatever.
Babel.
You know what's funny? Oh my god.
I think she finally figured it out. Okay. That's funny.
Jason Balboa. That's
just what we were talking about. Yeah. Jason Bruh. Balboa. Jason Momoa.
What's so funny about that is my wife and I were in the car at the end of the movie, you know, leaving the movie theater, and we were like I was trying to remember his name, and I was like, what is that dude's name? And she was like, Jason Samosa.
Samosa.
And we were like looking at each other, Jason Samoas? Mimosas? Momoa. We could not remember his name. So Jason Balboa is just as good.
I mean, that's pretty great.
That's like funny.
He should be in one of the spinoffs of Rocky now. Being Jason Balboa. He could be. What's his name's albino cousin? You know what, I can't even.
That's funny.
Whoever plays Rocky.
Creed. I have to say Jason Momoa, his character like stole the show, man. It was like a crazy super villain.
Yeah,
you know.
That's funny.
Yeah. Comic book super villain at that.
Yeah. So when do these movies, like, I think what she's trying to say, when do these movies jump the shark? Because that's what they would do.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they would say about TV. If it did something that was just crazy, outlandish, and what movies have done that at this point?
Speaking of jumping the shark, Sharknado.
Man,
because there's like how many Sharknado movies?
I don't know.
Six or seven.
But they're hilarious.
So, yeah. You know, it's just Sharknado. I would say the Fast and the Furious, but I like it too much for it to stop. It's just ridiculously good fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I could tell you, way back in the day, all the Friday the 13th movies, they should have stopped because Jason went to space.
Mm-hmm.
That should have never happened. Leprechaun series, Leprechaun in the Hood, mm-hmm. Leprechaun in Space. I think there was Leprechaun in Space.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that should have stopped a long time ago.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I have to say... Yeah, Friday the 13th, yeah, definitely. Even though, yeah, I don't know, Friday the 13th got a little too crazy, I think, after like 6, I don't know. What am I thinking of? Harry Potter. There's too many of those. We don't need that many Harry Potter. And even Pirates of the Caribbean.
There's a lot.
I enjoyed it. I mean, we only needed like one or two. You know?
True. Yeah, I'm on the fence with that one because I did love each one of them. They all tie together. Same thing with Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially if you have the source material and it's going along with the source material. I can't fault those.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the Terminator.
No,
those went
know.
A little
Terminator,
too long.
I did not see the last one.
You
I
don't
did
think
not see
so?
The latest one. But
they
nah,
just went
I mean,
a little
I
bit
think...
too many.
Yeah. Wait, what was the last one, T3?
No, they had a bunch more after that.
It's been a lot. All right. Because
there was one where there was a Lady Terminator, then it was Terminator like Genesis or something like that, man. They just kept going for like, I say after T3, there was probably like two or three more movies that should have stopped.
Okay, well, they should have stopped at 3 then. So.
Yeah, they should have stopped at 3. Should've
I will say
three.
This, though. Yeah, for sure. I will say this, though. So, Shrek should have just done one Shrek. Because they had, like, three. I'm trying to think. Transformers. I love Transformers too much. I think they missed on a couple of their sequels.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the fact that they've continued to do
yeah.
it. Toy Story. They should not have made a fourth Toy Story. They should have just left it at, like, mm-hmm. one and two. Those two were good. Even three was actually pretty good. Trying to think what else. So I have one that I believe is a pretty controversial one that we can talk about.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
That I know we both love the original. So, The Karate Kid. The Karate Kid.
Okay.
Should we have just had part one and part two? Just so they could have closed, like, what they should have done is just closed out Danny's story in part two. But now we have multiple parts. We have the next Karate Kid. We have, like, the little Karate Kid with baby Will Smith. And then now we have a whole, like, Cobra Kai series that is basically part of the Karate Kid franchise.
Yeah, see, if we would have stopped at two, we probably wouldn't have got the Cobra Kai series. And the Cobra Kai series, in my opinion, is better than the what is that? The rest of the series, the one with Hilary Swank, and then part three.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even count the Jaden and Jackie version as part of that because they weren't even doing karate; they were doing kung fu. So, it's a yes and no for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
They probably could have stopped at three, and then went on to the series 20 some years later.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have been fine with that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
But here's one that I think is super controversial for me.
Mm-hmm.
The Matrix. I think they should have stopped at one. Even though two was, I did enjoy two.
Matrix two was good.
Three was, is like, eh. The Resurrection, Matrix Resurrections.
Mm-hmm.
That one was, it was hit and miss with me,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't know where they were going with that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they should have stopped at one because it ended good. They didn't have to bring it back. Mm-hmm. So. Mm.
Yeah. So the Kayla's writing down her answer to the question. So for the Matrix, for me, I like the trilogy. I did not really see the last one. The Animatrix, I bought that DVD.
I got that too. Yeah.
You know, it was good because I like animation, but I was like, yeah, they could have kept these. So, I don't know.
Mm. Here's a super controversial one.
Okay. And by the way, Dan, I know you just joined. I'm sorry. By the way, Dan, I know you just joined.
Oh, so yeah.
Kayla asked a question about what movies have had too many sequels and, you know, that should have stopped. So we talk about that right now.
Mm-hmm. Endgame should have been the last of all of them.
And Thanos snapped and that's it? Oh, wait, no. Endgame
was the end game. Yeah. That's it. I think they should have just stopped right there and went on to something else. Bring back X-Men, because the newest phases have been completely hit or miss.
Uh-huh.
It's like, who remembers the Eternals? Nobody talks about the Eternals.
Where is the Negro bunch around, Jay?
I couldn't find a Negro bunch, so I had to be that one black guy in the room.
Okay, so I'm going to say this. I thoroughly enjoyed all the Marvel movies. He said Fast and Furious because family. I enjoyed all the Marvel movies. I really did. There were a couple of them that I was like, eh. But yeah, Eternals was not good. What was the other one? Oh, it was the TV series where they had Black Bolt and all of those people, like the super somebody. I can't remember now. I can't remember what they called that TV series. But it was a series that they did, I believe, on ABC. There's one.
Oh, damn.
Black Bolt was on it, though.
You're talking about...
You know,
was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, it was not Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It was
on ABC.
Yeah. We'll just quickly look that up. Black Bolt, Black Bolt TV show. All right. The Inhumans. The Inhumans. There you go.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Inhumans. I didn't even watch that. Dan, you were right on top of it. So that one they should have kept. They should have kept because that was trash. Just like Eternals was pretty trash. They went off on a tangent, and I think they got lost for a minute. But no, okay. Especially when it came to the movies, I think they had built up so much over so much time and so much of a storyline. It was such a broad storyline, but every time they added a new character, you know, like Doctor Strange, like the Spider-Man into the situation, like Black Panther, you know, Captain Marvel, all these different characters they were adding in, they were building the story, and they built it the right way. And they're building it up. They started gaining more and more fans and money, obviously. And then they started plugging in parts of Disney World. And they made it such a huge thing that it all made sense the way it was going. And then once, like you said, once Endgame happened, it was like, well, dang, Iron Man dead. Captain America rode off into the sunset to get old. You know, and all the other things happened. And so, like, why are we still going? But then they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, we got a Black Widow movie coming. Oh, yeah, we're going to introduce this Asian dude, Shang-Chi. You know, and we have all, oh, yeah, by the way, go to Disney Plus, and then you can see, you know, how the Winter Soldier and Falcon, you know, decided to continue. Like,
it's too much.
It was too much. But I appreciate the fact that they tried. But the hard thing is this. Once Thanos was done, they should have had somebody be the next big bad that they're like, Thanos is done, but Lady Death is coming. You know, like something like that. Do we have something else to get hype about? Because then they could have built another 20-year franchise.
And now we have a big villain, but it took too long to get to him. You know, because Kang is he's a bad dude, man.
But Kang is also in real life in jail, or not in jail, but potentially.
Apparently, he was not dropped. He was not. Apparently, he was not dropped, according to like a lot of comic book stores. Okay. Yeah, we'll just have to see. I don't know.
Well, so, yeah.
But so Kayla said,
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. I could agree with that. I could sort of agree with that. Yeah. But here's another controversial one. And it's hit and miss. Star Wars. Do you fully enjoy everything after the first three?
Don't you touch my Star Wars, boy. Don't you touch my Star
Wars. I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love Star Wars.
Episode 1 was the only movie that I've ever fell asleep in the theater.
So Jar Jar, right?
Jar Jar, I don't care about what y'all say, man. I love Jar Jar Binks. He was funny. But episode 1 was the only movie I fell asleep in. And that might have been because I had literally just driven from college back to Houston to hang out with my cousin and go to the movie that day. Or because it was absolutely garbage. And I believe it's more the latter than the former. And then also episode 3, I think when Hayden Christensen like walked into the
lost his legs.
Yeah, lost his leg. Yeah, that was rough. But no, man, I've enjoyed all Star Wars. The Solo movie was sort of weird, you know, but whatever. I got over that quick. So Dan said, "Let Marvel slow sail away." He said he couldn't wait to see. He said I couldn't wait for that. Also, because I wanted to see Black Bolt, and it was ass. See, I told you. Let Marvel slow simmer. Let's see here. We're too impatient these days. This is true. To continue to do like a long, drawn out series. I know. Kayla said, I'm over Spider-Man. Spider-Man, go home. Spider-Man in the multiverse. Spider-Man in the universe. I'm over it. I don't know, man. That animated Spider-Man is pretty dope, though. But I see where you're coming from. 1, 2, 3. Though it hated by the masses. They make sense in the story to me now. Yeah, they do. For the Star Wars franchise. And then I thought Kane was going to be the big bad, was be the bad guy. And yeah, I think he was supposed to be too. But you know what happened? Dan said he's with Kayla on Spider-Man. But what happened with Jonathan Majors, you know, has legal troubles in real life. So what do we do with that? Like, I don't know what kind of, I'm sure these studios have contingency plans for this. Just like Ezra Miller and his Flash situation. Which somehow he's back and they're going to release that movie after the stuff he did. So, allegedly. like Star Jackson would say, but or whatever her name is. But you know, it's interesting. So what do you do with that? You can't recast. You can recast it, but it's not going to be the same. So
absolutely
not. I don't know. This is really good. Don't you go disrespecting Star Wars.
I ain't disrespecting Star Wars. I'm just saying there are some things in there that's not needed.
Yeah.
I grew up on Star Wars as well. But let's just say we have 1, 2, 3 or 4, 5, 6. True. Put another black man in the prosthetics. But yeah, I'm just saying 4, 5, and 6, the original 3. I mean, we could live with that and go forward, but when we went back, did we really need it? I mean, now that it's there, it does make sense, but
yeah.
You know, and there's so much.
I haven't seen the new Mandalorian season, but I heard that, you know.
Did you see the Boba Fett?
I haven't even seen that yet.
A lot of people didn't like Boba Fett series either, but
this is the problem. This is the problem, which is a good and bad thing to have, is because some of these characters, you create them, like Star Wars created Boba Fett, and he was just like a featured character originally. He wasn't even really supposed to be like that big a deal, right? At least from what, for when he originally showed up, and then eventually, you know, we did the prequels, whatever, and then the sequels, whatever. And then we got more storyline and people wanted to see Boba Fett more, and then he got this like whole big lore about him, and then they're like, well, now we have to make a movie and a TV show about it. Like, we have to build out his storyline and all the Bobas and all the Fetts, you know, and all their storyline,
all the Bobas and all the Fetts.
And so the problem is everybody has built up such a view based off of the source material from the book and from the movies that everybody has this mindset of, ooh, this is what he's gonna be like in real life whenever we see him on the screen, which is funny because I said in real life whenever we see his character portrayed on the screen, so it's still not even real. And then we make it, they make it, and then it's like 50-50. People hate it, people love it, you know.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, man.
It's just a lot. It's a lot of canon that's around Star Wars, especially. Yeah. So you could go in like a million different directions.
Yeah, you can.
And you're gonna get people that, like you say, you're gonna get people that love it. Gonna get people that hate it. I watch it regardless.
Yeah.
But then, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, do I really need this?
I think Star Wars. Yes.
I mean, I guess for younger generations on forward, it's cool.
Yeah, I tell you this, you know, I love Star Wars, and I can't quit it. I'm sorry, I just can't quit it. Even if they come out with another Star Wars video game that's supposed to be like the best of every Star Wars video game, I'm probably gonna buy it at some point in time and listen to that same musical score. That it gets so played out after you hear it for about 30 minutes in a video game. It gets played out. But I'm probably going to listen to it and play it again. But yeah, those are good questions, man. Mm-hmm. This is a really good question on that one.
Oh. One more.
Okay, go for it.
I got one more. Uh-huh. And this is going to be super controversial. I might have to like go into hiding and witness protection. Mm-hmm. And this is on the video game front.
Don't you do it.
No, I ain't gonna say it.
Do it.
Never mind.
Do it.
Let's go
say
on
it.
To the next one.
Say
No.
You're still my cousin. Mm. I will still love you, regardless. There's no video game that I hold so high that I would quit you.
I'm not gonna do it, man, because we may have some listeners out there who may listen to this in the future and just kind of like come at us full of steam.
Just say it. Say it.
I always wonder about the Madden series. Let me stop. Okay, let's go on to the next one. I'm sorry, man.
You had to
What's
say
the next
Madden.
Question? What's
you
next
had
voice,
to say
man?
Matt. I thought you were going to say voice, Mario.
Man. I'm sorry.
2K.
Man. I don't play anymore, so that's...
GTA.
Uh-oh. Did I log off? I logged off. Did I log off? Am I here or is Jared logged off?
That was me. But you know, I think the computer realized what I was about to say and paused me.
See, I could get with Street Fighter. I love Street Fighters. I love the Street Fighter games. But it's just something about Madden, man. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. It is the main reason is because, you know, even Street Fighter and like Super Smash Bros, Mortal Kombat, mm-hmm. it always seemed so good because it always seemed so good because you could fight somebody, you could always win a fight in different ways, and they had all these fatalities and all these like finishing moves and babalities and nicealities and, you know, all this thing that you could
friendship
yeah, you could end the game in different ways, so it always felt like it could potentially be fresh, and there were so many different characters. Madden, yes, there's so many different teams. Most people play with like only, you know, two or three teams because those are the best teams, unless they're a big stan of their own team. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they modify their own team if their own team sucks in real life on the game, because they're like, I said real life and fake at the same time again, but they do that because they're like, you know what, my, you know, 1997 Cincinnati Bengals gonna be the best team on Madden, you know what I'm trying to say? So that's why people do that. And Madden is played out because it always is. It's just football. It's just, you could win a game in a lot of different ways. You could turn the setting to super easy or super difficult, but it's always the same thing. And like Dan is saying right here, Star 5 Podcast say right here, every year there's something glitchy, something that's weird, something that doesn't make sense. I know a few years back they're like, hey, let's put in like these cards and things like that that you could earn points, you know, and get cards and add players, and you don't start with the regular football team that you're supposed to have. Like, you could have like Terrell Owens on like, you know, the Houston Texans or from this year, and it's like, that just doesn't make any sense. They do a lot of stupid stuff on Madden.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting since John Madden's passed away. What's up, J Del Negro? So we got Starting Five Podcast, we got the Don't Judge Me Podcast, we got a Memphis correspondent. We hitting that old whole eastern half of the country right now. I love it.
That's what's
up. But you know, it's gonna be interesting to see. Since John Madden has now passed away, you know, for a while now, it's going to be interesting to see how long this franchise is carried out. I don't know if the family has a contract with EA to continue the game for X amount of years, but as long as there's NFL football, there will most likely be a Madden. And eventually maybe Madden will switch to something else. I don't know.
What could be kind of sort of cool, and I think this NBA 2K do this, where it's there's like a street league or some kind of a little offshoot from the actual NBA games.
What's that now?
For like NBA hookup. NBA, I'm reading the comment. NBA 2K. For NBA 2K, is there like a offshoot, like a little street league or something that you could play in the game? Do you know?
I know there has been in the past. There's been, you know, like a, it's almost like a build your own, create your own character, you know, storyline. So I believe so.
Uh-huh.
Man, look at these people in the comments over here. Adding Hooks Rub to some ribs and Hooks Rub to some wings. By the way, J Del Negro.
All right.
See that right there? It's funny. It's a state championship trophy award, but I really, it's for the wings that we won yesterday. So got fourth place. So yeah, hit them wings. But yeah, there is.
What's up?
The NBA hooker.
That's how we do it. Uh-oh.
This is street.
Too many people in the comments glitching Jared's computer. Oh man!
Do you see that NBA hooker?
He need to get that fixed.
Am I back?
Utah is not doing him right.
Am I back?
Or maybe it's not doing me right.
Am I back?
The NBA hooker. Yeah, we do need NBA hookers. You know, that could be like a side storyline when they leave the game. All these ladies on the side of the road trying to catch a little something.
Okay.
You back?
I'm back. I'm back. You back? I've been listening to you.
All right. I'm back.
Okay. We good.
Oh, you've been listening to me? Yeah. I just saw a little circle. Yeah.
That's a good combo.
All right. I don't even know what I was saying earlier, but whatever.
That would be funny. Yes. And then also, I'm sure there's going to be a new version of NBA Street featuring Ja Morant with his Glock.
Yes, at the park.
At the park. Ball. Yeah. So
shoot. Look at y'all. Maybe he has like little side missions too.
Yeah. So. Yeah. By the way, yeah, we got some lemon pepper wet. Got some midnight wings. The midnight wings gonna be fire. They're gonna look like bat wings. J. Del Negro. They're gonna be.
Did you say some midwife wings?
Yeah, the midwife wings. You know, get your midwife going. But no, that sounds good, man. But.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's a good topic. Honestly, it's a hard topic to answer all the time, but it's a good topic. Okay, let's get on to this next question because I know Kayla's waiting for this one. And the way this one's gonna start, boy. Still don't know how to turn off her phone. That's funny. That's why. You know what? I know enough is enough. Enough is enough. Taco Bell. Like, whenever you go to the restroom within an hour of eating the food, that's enough. That means it's done. It's time to be done with the Taco Bell. You know, after
that's
seeing,
true.
A dating game for Kayla?
Is that you or is that me? I see a spinning circle.
It's me.
Do I need to do the speed test?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely me. It's 100% me. It's my computer problem.
I don't know if I'm offline or is it you that's offline.
See, this is the fun thing that we have whenever, you know, this happens. It's our connection is just awesome. But what I'm going to say is this. A dating game for Kayla would be hilarious.
Oh, snap. Might be me.
We are fans of our Memphis correspondent. Yes, we are. This is true. Uh-oh. And she needs a hookup, though. Yeah, we can try to get her put together. Kayla, you want us to do a dating game show for you? You might want to do that. And Jay is spinning around, so hopefully he'll be back at some point in time. But, yeah. Jay, connection is jacked. Or is my connection? See, that's why our last episode about glitch face or whatever we called it, that's, it's normality up in these streets. So Jay is spinning. But anyway, you know, we're going to get back to this comment. We're going to get back to this comment that Kayla made way back earlier in the show when I was talking about, and Jay will be back in a second, but when I was asking if I lose my black card because I got fourth place, my son and I got fourth place chicken wings in a competition yesterday, in one of the whitest states in the country, in Utah. I lost to three people who are very good cooks. I've lost to them before in regular barbecue competitions too. They've won a lot of these, so it's not like not like it was a fluke.
Wow!
But here's Jay. That's is crazy. Back.
Barely back. Dude.
Yeah, it's connections. Mm-hmm. But I was there. I saw. Yeah, you spun out and left. So we gonna go back to the answer that Kayla had to the question earlier about me losing my black card, and she said, "No, you don't lose your black card. See, it's levels to chicken with little hood twang." Yep, and they don't know the origins of how we do wangs. I said wangs. It's in our DNA. This is true. But then after this, when you were spinning around, Dan said, "I got a show suggested for y'all, a dating game for Kayla. We're fans of our Memphis correspondent, and she needs a hookup, though. Do a dance, Jared." They wanted me to do a dance. I'm not doing no dance. And then we call it Flavor of Kayla. Oh, man. And they must love wings. Wow. So that would be funny.
That would be funny.
Kayla, what do you think, Kayla? Let's I don't know how we put that together, but let's make it happen. I don't know. We need to put a call out. What if we did a couple of episodes where we put like a, I almost said an APB, but it's like a call out for a certain profile of fellow in Memphis area to come on the show with you, myself, Kayla, and himself, trying to sell himself to her during the course of the show. And maybe we do that.
What was the name of that game show? What was the name of that game show where they'd have three guys behind a little partition, and then the lady who was getting a date would have to ask them questions? I forgot the name of that show. The dating game?
Yeah.
Sure, but then there was another one. There was another one with Love Connection and the Dating Game. So, love, okay, whatever.
There was
yes, that's a, there, that's
there's
a, plus.
A lot of different versions of it. But yeah, Kayla said he must love wings, have a job, can't live at home with his parents, wives, children, and can't live on the street. Those are some good qualifications that should be the baseline to very, like, pretty much every dating situation. Episode executive producer Dan, yeah, you can get EP on that.
We
need to find a way to make that happen. That would be hilarious. But also, you know, for a good cause, because like he said, we love our Memphis cousin. We want to make sure that she's happy, and then it's gonna be nice because she's moving into a new place soon, so it could be like one of those shows. I just moved to this part of the city. I have a new life. I have a new home. I just need to find a new man. To make this life complete. He's gotta love wings. He's gotta love Stella Rosa. Can't live at home with his mama. He got a job, ain't got no wife. And if he has kids, it's cool. Maybe. And he can't live on the street. And he has to know how to deal with the voodoo cat.
Can't be sending me pictures of Jabba the Hutt's.
No Jabba the Hutt photos ever. All right, man. Yeah, that would be the Flavor of Kayla. So, oh man, Jay is spinning out again. But we'll give Jay Del Negro the naming rights for that. And I was, no wife asking for too much. Oh man.
Anywho.
I'm laughing. Even Shanae won that contest. Jay is out and in. In and out. In and out. There he goes again.
No young Thundercats. Nope.
Oh, he said, "I'm laughing. Not even Shanae, even Shanae won that contest. No wife? You're asking too much." No Voodoo Cats, no Young Thundercats.
Flavor of Caitlin.
Oh man. Caleb, I think we got something here. I think we're sitting on a gold mine. You know? The flavor of Caleb. And then Caleb could come back and report.
Yes, indeed.
She could report either live on the show or through voicemail, like through voice vlog during the week. You know, how the situation is going. And if it's good or if she, you know, is done and dusted. Oh, he can't look like a fool with his pants on the ground. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what else, what's next? What y'all saying here? He don't have to have a motorcycle, but he bet not say nothing to me about my bike in the garage. He gotta be able to ride a bike. Jay got that 3G T-Mobile Sidekick, and hey, you know what? It goes between him and me. It's either him or it's me. It depends on the week. Most of the time it's me. Most of the time it's me with the singular, you know, with the singular flip phone.
Yeah, man.
You know, 1992.
Ghetto ass Charter Spectrum that I got.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's wild. No Jabba photos. Yeah, no Jabba photos. Mm-hmm. And Del Negro got the naming rights. Dan got the EP rights. You know, we'll be the hosts.
Yep.
And you know, we'll be script writers. Kayla, you know, man. You just be Kayla.
We need a theme song, though. What's the theme song going to be?
Okay, let's see here. Theme song. Oh, man. Okay. It should be the Different Strokes song, right? But with the Memphis trap hop.
Memphis twist.
Memphis twist. Trap hop beat. But it must be sung. It must be sung by a duet of Drake and what's his name? Who did It Survive? The Pink Trap House. Who's that? Who did It Survive? I can't remember.
Drake and Nicki Minaj?
No.
There you go.
Who sang It Survive? I'm so mad at
myself. Oh, It Survive. I don't know. I have no clue. Is
this
that
is
something
one of your
new?
Favorite rappers.
Really? Me?
Yeah.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe. Let's look it up.
Wait. But it may be It's a Vibe. 2 Chainz. Good Lord.
So Drake and 2 Chainz?
Yes. But to the tune of Different Strokes with that Memphis Trap House beat. Yes. I can feel it. And Ice Spice.
Okay.
Ice Spice to feature. It would be pretty fire. It would actually. They may win
probably a
Grammy.
Get picked up by VH1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we all come out the hood after that. We all come out the hood.
Yeah.
Then how many seasons of Flavor of Kayla can we make happen? Because you know, Flavor of Love, they had multiple seasons. These young boys is trifling. Kayla is seeking things so much more exciting. He gotta have a house and be inviting because it's the flavor of Caleb. Spices and chrome pipes. She might get frisky if he's nice. Okay. Oh wait. Okay. I'm trying to figure
bars.
Out how this
bars bars.
I'm trying to figure out how this song goes. Wait. Different Strokes. And It's a Vibe. Jay Del Negro, I'm going to need you to call in and sing this. I'm going to need you to call in
or
and
rap
sing
it.
Or
yeah.
Rap it or sing it to the voicemail. What's the voicemail again? Oh, wait, it's scrolling on the bottom.
There you go.
It is. Wait, scroll. Cause I always
it's not on there. Anyway, people out there, 3853BLAKPC. Or 385-325-2572. We got to hear this, Mr. Del Negro. And
hate aunties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, y'all gotta come back next episode because we gonna hear J Del Negro sing Hey Auntie. The Hey Auntie theme song of Flavor of Kayla. Man, it's gonna be the best show ever. I'm excited.
I'm excited.
You know what?
I'm locked in.
We don't need to have a midlife crisis. We just need to create a TV show like this. That's what we need. Then we can go out and buy our drop top Mazda Miata and our Harley Davidson.
That's right.
Ah, I love it. This is great. So hey, thank you for the voicemail, Caleb, because hey, we got really controversial when it came to movies and video games because Jay said Madden's done. Dan said Madden is tired. You know? Talked about Star Wars. People gonna fight about Star Wars, and now we got the Flavor of Kayla. The Flavor of Kayla.
Oh, it was beautiful. I love the derailing. Yep. I love the derailing. It's always something. Yep.
And by the way, while y'all are listening, definitely listen and check out the Starting Five podcast with Dan the Mayor, Big O, and TJ. Yep. And then also J Del Negro and Nigel from the House of Waves from The Next 40, but also from the Don't Judge Me podcast. J Del Negro, y'all got so many dang podcast spinoffs. I don't even know which is which, but I know Don't Judge Me podcast is the main one. Mm-hmm. That's y'all main boo. And Kayla, you'll have to let us know if you want your little Thundercat to call you Boo or Bae or Auntie or Miss KK. Mm-hmm. What is it? You know, we want to know. Motorcycle Woman, you know, whatever it is. And then also check out Rider Apparel for Miss Kayla.
That's right.
And you can get you some dope motorcycle themed threads that she creates. It's dope. It's dope, dope, dope. Yeah. All right, Jay. So, I mean, at this point, you know, we get to the questions segment. You got questions this week? Like, why that lady would wrap her whole seat on the airplane in saran wrap?
I think I asked my question at the beginning of the show, so I don't have another question just yet. But you could tell us about that.
Yeah. Okay, so we saw a video here on the Instas where a lady has wrapped her entire airplane seat in saran wrap. And she's wrapping it. She's wrapping it during the video. And she's saying, hey, don't film me. Don't film me. I don't know what airplane she was on, but a lady is literally, oh no, it will be the Ride Her Apparel on the show. Dan, you tripping.
Oh boy.
But a lady she's wrapping a whole row, three whole seats in some cling wrap. She using her feet, she using her face because she don't have extra hands. And she has completely made a cocoon. And then we see a video of one of the flight attendants coming by saying, hey, you got to get out of here. And the lady's like, don't touch me. Help. You know, screaming like that. Man. She said, I need a cherry Pepsi. But yeah, why would you do that? I don't see. I mean, okay. Like I told Jay pre-show, I know that. I've seen a lady. I've actually flown next to a lady who completely covered herself in a blanket, but during a whole flight, which was weird to me. But the plastic wrap, you tripping?
Okay, so I'm reading more into this, and it's a skit. Mm-hmm. There's a couple that makes funny skits online, and this is apparently not real because. I can't see somebody doing this in real life. They'd immediately get kicked off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, or dealt with before they even wrap one seat.
Yeah, you're right.
So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. That had to be a pretty empty flight if you're able to wrap a whole row.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
Either way, it's still troubling. It's still troubling. Man, I think, okay,
but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, one more thing. lost weight. Wait, I didn't lose it. Give me a hot second. Give me one hot second. So, if you are someone who wants a massage, go to Louisiana so you can get a hot and juicy crawfish massage. I saw this post that was posted. Did we post that to our little group chat for a hot and juicy massage? It looks like there's a place in Louisiana somewhere, and the marquee, the sign, has hot and juicy crawfish. And then there's just a little tiny line between it, and then it says massage. So it's a company that does massages next to a company that also does the next to a company that also sells crawfish.
Okay, I see it.
And yeah, man. But it's in New Orleans somewhere. But you know what? It might be a good thing to do together. You can go there. You can eat some crawfish, and then have some other crawfish on your back giving you a massage. With them little pinchers, that would not be good. Mm-hmm. Only if you like pain, because that hurts. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
I mean, it could be like what is that thing? The little pokey needles. What is that called?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Acupuncture. My wife gets that. She's trying to get me to
go acupuncture. There you go.
But I don't. She's trying to get me to go do some acupuncture, but I don't know if I want to go do that. Yeah. We'll see. Anyway, but that's all I got though, man.
That's all I got too, man. This was a fun episode. I loved it. Loved all the comments and the feedback.
Yeah.
During the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kept us on our toes. So, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, that's it.
Tell the people how they can find us.
Twitter and Instagram. Hashtag Blackout Pod. Check us out on your favorite streaming app. Check out that fourth place Chicken Wangs.
Get you some wings.
From the state championship.
Award winning wangs.
And then award winning wangs. Wangs. WANGZ. Wangs.
Them wangs.
Yep. Email us about them wangs. Hashtag blackoutpod@gmail.com. Or you could call us about them wangs and flavor Kayla. If you got some ideas for a beat. If you want to collab with Mr. Del Negro for the song itself, the lyrics, you know. If you want to be a contestant, 3853 BLAKPC or 385-325-2572. Give us a little call, and don't forget to check out hooksrub.com. Get yourself you know, the recipe for the wangs and things and all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And then get yourself some hooks itself so you can sprinkle all over everything.
Yes,
it'll indeed be the sponsor of the show.
Yes,
Flavor of Kayla, sponsored by Hooks, Rubs, and Spice.
Oh, man. And if they don't like lemon pepper wings, then they gotta go. All right, y'all. Well, I hope y'all have a good week. Happy birthday again to Jay. And...
appreciate it. Blacking out.